Do they deliver booze like with Grubhub and like DoorDash? Do they do that?
Yeah. So my husband did DoorDash for a couple of months and had to deliver like booze and some wine. And
really?
One time it like wasn't the right wine. So DoorDash was like, oh, you can keep it. And
I'm surprised at that. Just considering, you know, just does he have to deal with the ID situation or no? That's all pre-done.
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, how do they know?
What if it's a 16-year-old?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I think you have to be...
There has to be some verification. Okay, I digress, but we need to talk about this. Don and Jess on the Wolf Wake-Up Call. It's 9:14, and two different stories from two different popular food delivery services. Of course, the big ones are Grubhub and DoorDash.
Okay.
And there's two dramatically different stories. One of them is horrible. I mean, so Grubhub, a driver in Utah ordered Chick-fil-A through Grubhub and instead of a milkshake got a warm cup of urine.
Oh!
Now, it turned out the driver likes to save time, truck driver style, by relieving themselves in the car, mixed up the cups. And they didn't realize the guy went as far as to not even realize it until they took a sip.
No, it was hot. A milkshake, which is cold.
Okay, yeah. So
and a hot
Chick-fil-A comes in the styrofoam still, right? Chick-fil-A's drinks are in styrofoam.
Yeah, but
cups.
At least they have the label on it. Did
well,
he
no,
like
no,
ask?
No. What I'm saying is, in the styrofoam cups, you should be able to feel the difference.
Yeah,
you can feel hot and cold. Yes,
right.
You should be able to.
That's insane.
And the weight of it, like a milkshake has...
Their milkshakes are a clear cup, I believe.
Well, but it still has a weight to it.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Slushing around or weight. I blame both of them for the mix-up.
Well, I mean, I blame one person, and that's the person peeing in a cup. But I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened with Grubhub. You know, just...
At least it was an accident, but still gross.
It was an accident.
Hopefully.
Didn't
tip well enough.
So that brings us to the next story about DoorDash. DoorDash has decided to warn people. Or is it warning or is it an ultimatum? Are they trying to strong arm you? Are they...
A little PSA.
What are they doing? They started warning people who don't pre-tip that their food might arrive cold.
Pre-tip.
If you don't tip ahead, your order is less appealing to the driver, so it might take longer for someone to agree to do the delivery. Now, you said your husband did some delivery, food delivery stuff.
Yeah.
Is that true? Does that...
Well, that makes sense because people see the tips and they're going to go for the higher ones.
Of course.
They're going to find the most money. So if you place an order, it's sitting on the company, like at the...
In the queue.
Yeah, well, no, like they make it at Costa Vita or whatever, and it sits on that shelf until maybe
somebody
someone picks it up.
It, yeah.
So it's not actually intentional. It's not like, oh, I'm going to just hold
your food. So there's a chance that nobody would pick your order.
Yeah. So that the pre-tip is to like how fast you want your food and want it to get picked up quickly.
So the pre-tip thing in general I have a problem with. And look, I love great service, and I love rewarding people for great service, but I have a problem with the pre-tipping thing. I mean, I'm giving somebody something on the assumption that they're going to perform.
You haven't received the service yet.
I haven't received it yet.
Yeah.
But part of the DoorDash and the door delivery, the service is... them bringing the food to you, right?
Right. Well, then that's the other side of the coin. Is that hopefully people should be tipping afterwards.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people say like, oh, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
I'll never see them again. So I don't have to tip them. And then they get mad. And they're like, well.
So let's just play this out then. So you don't pre-tip. Your food stays there longer. Somebody finally gets it, hoping you'll get a tip afterwards. But then the food shows up cold, so you don't post-tip either.
Uh-huh.
And everybody loses. Everybody loses in this game. I just don't see how this makes much sense. Not to mention a business warning you that if you don't do this, then this could happen. Rawr. Like, I don't...
I see some backlash there.
I do too.
For sure.
Okay, but- so between... between the warm cup of urine accidentally being delivered by one company and then another strong-arming you, allegedly, or warning you your food could turn up bad if you don't tip in advance.
It's confusing.
Why don't we just go back to the old-fashioned way? Well, how about this? How about this? How about you pick up your own darn food and quit being so lazy?
I agree.
How about that?
It probably will cost you way less.
Yeah.
And hey, get it out of the house. That's wonderful.
I will say this. DoorDash has come out with a new ad campaign to make it a little clearer for what we're talking about. Okay? So here's that.
Oh, okay.
DoorDash is dedicated to bringing you your favorite restaurant food right to your door, warm and delicious. That is, of course, unless you're a bad tipper. Introducing the DoorDash tiered tipping system, where the quality of food depends on your tip. Just tipping 20%? You can bet that food's going to be cold. Only 15%? We reserve the right to take a little nibble of your dinner and sip of your drink. We just change out the straws. Tipping under 10%? Don't be surprised if you get a nose nugget somewhere in your delivery. I'm not saying where's. DoorDash. Hey up, buddy.
So we just talked about the Grubhub and the DoorDash things that are going on. DoorDash saying, hey, if you don't pre-tip, your food could show up cold. And then we had the Grubhub story where the dude, like, accidentally delivered warm,
mixed up a
warm urine instead of a milkshake, which... still boggles my mind.
I don't think that was an accident.
Look, we don't want to be insensitive to the fact that doing either of those jobs, which is the food delivery business that is now existing in our world, it's a tough racket. It really is a tough job. I mean, it's stressful. People want their stuff now. And you got to go pick it up. You got to deliver it. And there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that can happen.
Right, you're just the middleman.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as simple as it sounds, so we do... have sympathy and empathy for the DoorDashers and Grubhubbers. I don't know what
Absolutely.
They call themselves. The food delivery
food
people.
Delivery.
Yeah.
Of all sorts.
But people are calling in to chime in on it, and let's take a call. Hi, The Wolf.
Hey, Don. Hey, Jess. How's it going?
Good. This sounds like somebody delivering food right now.
No, not me, but I was listening to what you were saying about the tipping, and I agree with you guys about how it's hard to tip when you don't know your service, and so I've kind of been doing something that I think satisfies not getting gross things in my food, but also tipping fairly. So I'll pre-tip, but I'll tip closer to like 12-15%, and then I'll post-tip. If it was like a really good service, I'll post-tip extra.
So you give them a little taste. And then if everything tastes good or is the way it should be, then you'll give them the rest.
Right. Because I'm a classic 20% tipper when I go out. My husband and I, that's what we do. That's how I was raised. My dad's an engineer. He would do all the math on his little pin pad. So I started doing that with delivery. I'll tip closer to about 15% ahead of time, and then if I'm blown away, I'll give them the rest of the 20%. If not, then I'm like, here's 15%. You know, please don't spit in my food. Don't give me a cup of pee.
Thank you. Just the basics, right? Yeah.
I think that's a great solution.
I do too.
If we can just get everyone to do that practice. We'll create a better environment.
I agree.
Very good idea, and I hope people use it. Thank you.
Thanks for making my commute a little less boring. I appreciate you guys.
Take care.
We are happy to.